Not long after landing in Japan with Raimi, it became rather clear to Buddy that the country was at bottom a fundamentally animated culture that the whole populace of Japan with remarkable cohesion had managed to imbue itself with an animated form of existence that everywhere you went in Tokyo, he thought you're ceaselessly inundated with animations. Even the escape plan on an airplane is relayed via an animated, he didn't know, Pokemon avatar in Japan. Yet that was still an improvement over the human-related iteration because Buddy said to Raimi, his platonic travel companion, who herself had a respectable knowledge of Japan, "What exactly is the damn point of these so-called escape plans on airplanes?" Well, Raimi replied, "There doesn't seem to be any whatsoever," because Buddy interrupted, "If we're 30,000 fucking feet in the atmosphere and spiraling back towards Earth's surface, I'll just jump out of the damn window to my horrific yet inevitable death. What, tossing on a plastic mask and making certain low luggage was left on the floor of the so-called escape aisle that's gonna make a palpable difference for people forced to plummet tens of thousands of feet from a gigantic metallic cylinder?" Yet in any case, despite the fact they both agreed that traveling was basically an bottom and simple hobby, that drinking a beer in Tokyo was functionally no different than drinking one in Omaha, both Raimi and Buddy agreed that the culture of Japan was certainly of a superior quality to contemporary America, where so-called political philosophers like Curtis Yarvin actually exerted influence on West Wing politicians.